97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It is clear that many people that voted for Amendment 3 did so under information that was false.
Republican Missouri House Rep Justin Sparks announcing this week during a Facebook Live he's running for Speaker of the House.
There you have it. If you missed our interview with Justin a little earlier, it was about 7:08. You can hit rewind on the app, or we've got it posted up on the podcast already if you want to go to the website or the Odyssey app. Importantly, he's going to run for Speaker, right? There's a lot at stake in the legislature this year, and we've got Senator Bill Eigel on the phone with us right now, who's about to term out of that whole mess down there. Bill, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me. Glad to be back.
Yes, sir. Good to have you back on the air. What have you been up to?
Well, I'm sleeping a little bit more than I was a few months ago.
Yeah.
So that's good. But I got to tell you, I was engaged in the fight against Amendment 3. Obviously, that was one of the big downsides of election night. Pretty much everything else turned out pretty well. So, like you said, we've got a lot of work to do as we head into the new year.
Bill, I have no greater disappointment than the lack of elected officials in this state doing more to fight Amendment 3. Where the hell were they? Where was the governor? Where was the lieutenant governor, for that matter? Where were all of these so-called conservative politicians? They should have been banging pots together and getting on every TV and radio station they could to try to lobby against this thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I got to tell you, I want to send a thank you out to the folks that are listening that were part of the grassroots effort that put in a huge Herculean effort to get Amendment 3 as close as it was. If it hadn't been for those grassroots all over the state that were knocking doors and doing their part, it would have been a lot bigger loss than what we saw just by a couple points on election night. Unfortunately, to your point, if we would have had if the top of the ticket in Missouri Republican politics had raised the kind of money to fight Amendment 3 that they had raised to fight me on August 6th, we would not have had Amendment 3 passed in this state. That's a fact. And it's pretty disappointing that we didn't see that come together. And look at the Missouri that we have right now. Right now, we're looking at a Missouri that, A, leads the country, thanks to Amendment 3, in being one of the most pro-choice, pro-abortion, pro-death cult states in the entire union. We have a 15-hour minimum wage. We have the biggest, most inefficient government that we've ever had. The tax burden on the same 6 million people that have lived here for a generation has never been greater than it is right now. We've expanded Obamacare. And if you didn't know I was talking about Missouri, you'd think I was talking about a blue state, not one of the reddest states in the country that gave Donald Trump a 20-point win. So I think we need new leadership in this state. And we're going to get some new leadership. And I listened to your interview with Justin Sparks earlier, and that is exactly what I'm talking about. We've got to come and unite as Republicans around the principles that unite us as a party. Smaller government, defense of rights. John Patterson does not believe in those ideas. That's why Justin Sparks is challenging him for one of the most powerful positions in Jefferson City, because Justin Sparks has always been a guy that's done the right thing, even though right now he is risking everything to challenge one of the most powerful status quo guys in Jefferson City. That's John Patterson, and I couldn't be more proud of him. So we got a lot of work to do, and we're going to start in January, especially with Justin Sparks as the potential new Speaker of the House, rolling back the wrong that was done in Amendment 3.
I thought one of the most eye-opening comments that Justin Sparks told us today was what he says happens from the establishment. If you're considering a run for a leadership position, what they want you to basically pay. It's an obscene amount. What has your experience been in the Senate?
Well, yeah. So you're talking, of course, you guys are talking to the guy that when I got out of line, they took my parking spaces,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And tried to take your furniture, right?
That was the pettiness that I experienced. It was a consistent theme. And that Missouri that we're at right now, that's the legacy of Mike Parson and the Caleb Rowdens, who have left behind a state that in policy looks far more blue than what the voters have asked for. So you talk about Justin Sparks. A couple weeks ago, or several weeks ago, when John Patterson said he would be okay with Amendment 3 if it passed, because he wanted to respect the will of the voters, Justin Sparks came out and did a very brave thing and challenged John Patterson and said, you know what, that's not okay. We're going to protect life in this state, and I don't care what position you're coming into, it's not okay. I found out last week that as a result of Justin Sparks actually saying that out loud in public, it wasn't just but a few days later that they took his office in the Capitol. So they're taking his office.
You're kidding
me. Going down the same road that they did with me. So there couldn't be a better time for Justin to be taking a stand.
Wow, he's in good company, right?
Absolutely. This is why we're not moving forward as a state.
Right.
So we have, you know, what I have said repeatedly, the expectations of our new governor, Mike Kehoe, the expectations of Cindy O'Loughlin, who quite frankly had a pretty unproductive term as majority floor leader, and the expectations of whoever the new speaker in the House of Representatives is, that they're sky high. And if they don't deliver on everything they said they would in campaign season, you can be darn sure there's going to be a lot of Republicans ready to hold them accountable outside of Jefferson.
Boy, that's the truth. We're talking to Bill Igel. You know, the thing about it is, Bill, they're just going to say, well, it was Bill Igel's fault. That's the reason we get IP reform done. Are you kidding me? I mean, if they had passed that, we wouldn't be the most, you know, abortion-loving state in the union right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy to me. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. They don't have me to blame anymore.
I know.
In Jefferson City. I mean, what are they going to do all day? I mean, it's crazy. So you're absolutely right. We put everything on the line to get initiative petition reform passed. It didn't happen, and now we have Amendment 3. So like I said, the expectations for a red, bold Missouri are higher than ever, and I hope that the folks going into those leadership positions, Cindy O'Loughlin was elected pro tem, you know, in spite of really not having a single accomplishment to point to during her time as floor leader. I mean, gosh, even the transgender sports bill that we passed, the boys and girls sports bill that we passed, all that was undone with Amendment 3. So she's got a lot to prove that she can deliver any kind of results. And certainly Mike Kehoe, you know, he was promising all the right things. And, you know, I'm rooting for Mike Kehoe. Obviously, I ran against him and had some different perspectives, but I'm rooting him. I want him to be successful. But if he continues the status quo that we've seen under Mike Parson, I'm going to be joining the rest of the Republican grassroots around the state and those millions of voices and holding him accountable.
Bill, what is next for you? So I hope we're not hearing the last of your voice. What are you going for next?
Well, I still got some more sleep to catch up on. You know, the Bill Igel Rumor Mill is very, you know, the Bill Igel Rumor Mill is so very active. Sometimes I check in on the Rumor Mill just to get ideas. So I tell you, public service has been a big part of my life. I served in the Air Force for 8 years. I served in the Senate for 8 years. If there's a role for me to play in the public space that people would entrust me with their vote towards some future position, I'd be humbled and honored to take a look at that. You know, I'm a big believer that God's got a plan for every one of us. And I can't tell you today what's next for me, but I can tell you that whatever it is, God's got control of it. And when he's ready to show me and show over the rest of us what that is, I'll be ready to take action.
So it's not true that you've been contacted by the Trump administration, right?
Was that a rumor?
I'm just poking him a little bit because he said the Bill Igel Rumor Mill has been going crazy.
Maybe one day you'd run for Congress, right? Would you ever do that?
Well, I feel like all of a sudden I'm going to get in trouble on this show. I don't
say it here on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
That's right. Anything I might say might be breaking news for the next 24 hours.
Wow, there we go. Okay.
So you're all not. Right. It's not a no for Congress
eventually.
That's
what I'm hearing here.
You didn't shut that idea down.
There's a lot of broken things up in Washington, D.C. I will say that right now I've got a lot of faith in both of the congressmen that represent parts of St. Charles County. Bob Onder, who you guys know is going to be great.
Yes.
You know, Ann Wagner, I know there's some conversation in this, but I'll tell you what, Ann Wagner, I think, is going to become one of the chairmen up there in Washington, D.C., which, quite frankly, is pretty good thing for St. Louis County. So, like I said, there's no rush. You know, I'm working with some grassroots right now on a few things, and a part of me believes that God's got a plan, and, you know, he hasn't revealed what that is yet, and that's okay.
That's good. Not often you're going to hear Bill Igel speech, but I think I accomplished that a minute ago. Bill, it's always great having you on, my friend. Looking forward to whatever happens next.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. All right. You guys have a great morning. We'll talk real soon.
We will. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.